bringing memories to make you smile.
Griswold Radio.
Griswold Radio.
Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.
Let's go to our question, Mama Yella. Yes, thank God you're here. Let's switch to Pastor Yelly right now. So Pastor Yelly, this question comes from Ada, and she's quoting 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
Okay.
I'm looking for the question. Yeah, please, I need to understand this passage, particularly this phrase, filthiness of the spirit, man's spirit being filthy. I beg, explain. So, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1.
What version of scripture was she reading?
King James Version.
Can she try to read it in other versions of scripture?
Let me read the King James verse.
Yes.
So that you hear the phrase.
Filthiness of the spirit.
Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit.
Okay.
Perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
You know, those kind of words can make you feel like you have to do things by works. Mm. That you have to do them. Most of the time when Paul is saying that you need to do this, it's like, rely on the grace of God to help you to do this. Because ultimately, you cannot please God by yourself. Philippians 2:13 says, there's the Holy Spirit on your inside that stirs up the desires that you use to will and to please God.
Yeah.
So it is God that births the desires, then he births the strength, then he gives you the strategy, then he gives you the blueprint of the strategy and what to do, how to do, to be able to please him. So people need to realize that most of the time when the Bible is talking about cleansing yourself from all filthiness of the spirit, it's basically saying, look, everything is accessible to you. Everything is open to you. You're a human being. The older you get, the more you realize that you can actually do the things you want to do and get away with it. But do you have to? Grace says, rely on me. Let me teach you how to live a good, holy, peaceful life. Grace will say, let me teach you. Let me teach you ways on how to learn, do 24 hours without sin, how to actually have a pure thought of heart.
Right.
Do you understand me? Mm. So if she reads that scripture in other versions, she would actually see, especially in everyday English, she would see what the Bible is trying to say. Do you understand me? So for this particular person, you cannot save yourself or make yourself holy. If you could, Jesus would have not needed to come. There wouldn't have been any need for salvation if we could do things by our works. But the work that we are doing is a work of faith where you rely on God. That's why Paul was saying in the book of Galatians that I'm dead to sin, and the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So I hope that this helps her. The filthiness of the spirit. Contaminations.
So can the spirit be filthy?
The Bible is very oxymoronic. The spirit there might not actually mean your spirit, because your spirit cannot be contaminated.
Right.
It is regenerated in the image and the likeness of God. So sometimes when we're talking about the spirit, you talk about the soul or the mind or the heart of the person.
Mm.
And that's why the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart or in his mind, so he is. Another version of scripture says, as a man perceives in his spirit, so he becomes.
Mm.
So at that point, that spirit that does not mean your recreated human spirit. It actually means your soul, where your feeling, your mind, your will, your emotions, where they are situated, and where you make your decisions. Because the soul is where the seat of decision is made between the spirit and the body.
That's it right there. That right there is the answer to the question.
Yeah.
I know. I do even need to ask you. That's the answer. Because she was wondering about the filthiness of the spirit.
Yes.
In this context,
it's not about your human spirit. And most of the time, when people read scripture, don't pick scriptures alone. Because God is coming from somewhere, going somewhere else. So he might be teaching you something in that scripture, but it's always good for you to read maybe the whole book or even the whole chapter to find out where they're coming from and how they arrived at that point, and from there where the Bible says after. So that's why, you know, to make yourself an all-round, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Part of it. But
cool,
it's good
stuff.
That she's asking questions. The fact that she's meditating on the word would actually provoke questions.
And the questions will provoke answers.
And the questions provoke answers, yes.
Okay, so that pretty much answers the question. I was looking at a Message translation which says, with promises like this to pull us on. And that phrase alone makes me want to check out what happened in chapter 6.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like a continuation of that.
Yes.
So it goes
on.
So
what are the promises that are pulling us on that we should not now?
Mm.
Yeah.
Dear friends, let's make a clean break with everything that defiles or distracts us. Now, this is the phrase that I really like, both within and without.
Because as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Whatever you feed on your inside is what you will produce. People need to realize that they are products of thoughts. Wherever you are in your life right now, whatever relationships, whatever levels you are in your life right now, is predominantly based on the thinking that you have allowed yourself to think, the perceptions your life has taken, and the decisions that you've decided to take along that line. All so, right. You know, it just boils down to it. What are you feeding on? You know, is she watching things that are not edifying to the spirit? Is she reading things that are not edifying to the spirit? Is she in conversations that are not edifying to the spirit?
Mm.
Do you understand me? If she's and this, we can actually compare scriptures. Psalm chapter 1, the Bible says that blessed is the man that does not find himself in the seat of the scornful. He's not in the midst of people that say rubbish or do rubbish or talk rubbish.
Mm.
Because whatever they talk, feed goes into the heart.
Right.
The Bible says in the book of Romans that with the faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So you build faith on whatever it is by what you hear. Mm. And there are different ways you hear. You hear with your eyes, you hear with your ears, you hear with your mouth.
That's right. I wish we could go on and on, yes, like this. But there's a show, right? Yeah. Today, join Pastor Yeli.
Yeah.
She's going to go all on. That's
I'm actually talking about love. Oh, this is a month of love. So love is a decision. Love is discipline. Love is an action.
We're going to play R&B on your show today.
Yes, please.
Download the Praise World Radio mobile app.
Praise World Radio mobile app.
And listen to the best of urban gospel music and programs on the go.
On the go.
Go to your app store. Search for Praise World Radio and download the app.
Bingo.
There you go. Listening to Praise World Radio on the go.